mi bayis echot, or better still, that maybe you hold yezika. So if you hold yezika, it's like this. Yezika means when the first brother died, his wife was zokuk to the second and to the third brother. But zika means they're married a little bit. So the ma'is says she's married to the second brother. So now when the second brother dies, the two wives are like both his wife. The second brother now was married a little bit to the first brother's wife, and he has his second wife. So when the second brother dies, the third brother can't be miyavim both wives. But that's the lach. If one brother has two wives, and that brother dies, so there's only a mitzvah yivim on one of the two. You have your choice, but you cannot be miyavim one. That's the pasuk says, Yavama Yavaleo, like Rashi says, Bayis Echad Hu Boina, Viena Boina Shnei Batim. The pasuk says, as Beis Achiv, there's a mitzvah yivim to be miyavim one of your brother's wife. If your brother dies and he had two or more wives, there's only a mitzvah yivim on one of them. So here, where the first brother died, he only had one wife. But his wife now was zokuk to the second wife, to the second brother. So it's considered like she's married a little bit now to the second brother. Now when the second brother dies, it's considered now that the second brother had two wives. He had the first brother's wife, and he has his own wife. So it's considered both the wives are like from one brother. Therefore the third brother now is not allowed to be miyabim, both wives. Because we have to be afraid, maybe you hold yezika. And if you hold Yezika, she's like married to the second one. So it's like the second brother had two wives, that you cannot be miyabim both of them. Right. But he's allowed to be miyabim of us. That alone, he would be allowed to be miyabim. The reason why he can't be miyabim both of them is because it's considered when the second brother died, she, like both of them, fell from the second brother. In the Baisecha, is Yevu Mechada, so the answer is, be miyabim one, the Yifter Idach. Let's just make Yibam on one then, and the other one is automatically putter. Like in a case where your brother really had two wives, and then your brother dies, all you have to do is just be Miyabim one, and the second one is putter. Here it's no good. Light, that alone is not enough here. You have to make Chalita to the second one. Why? Because the Dil main Zika, Kichnusa. You see, Rav Shimon is Mesupik. Rav Shimon says, maybe we hold Ein Zika. Because when the first brother died, maybe his wife was not considered married to the second brother. She was only the first brother's wife. Now when the second brother dies, so good, his wife is lawful Yibam. So the two wives fall to the third brother. If you look at it like that, the third brother has the chi of Yibam to both of the two wives. So therefore, you can't let one go free. You have to be afraid maybe ain't Zika. Then it's considered like two wives falling to you from two different brothers, from two different houses. So therefore, what does Rav Shimon say? The Yetzer in such a case is the third brother, one of the two he can be miyabim, and the second one he has to make chalitza. So Alma, what do we see? Misafkalei, that Rav Shimon has a suffix if you say Yezika or not. So if Rav Shimon is misupik, how could we say now if Shat from Rav Shimon is the reason why he argues even in the first Mishnah, because he yells when the first brother died, automatically his wife was considered Zika Kichnusa, she's married to the second brother. So at the time when the third brother was born, he finds the first wife already married to the second one. How could you say that's a Svar of Shimon? Here we see Rav Shimon is Mesupik. He has a doubt if you say Zika Kichnusa. The Chitayna maybe tell me like this. Maybe Rav Shimon agrees midiraisa, you say Yezika. Avada Yezika, that's what Rav Shimon says even in the first Mishnah, the third brother is mutar when the second brother dies. Why over here does he say you have to give chalitza to the second brother, to the second wife? Really old Yezika. Yezika means the first brother's wife, when he dies, his wife is automatically married to the second brother. So when the second brother dies, it's considered his wife and the first brother's wife are like two wives to the second brother. Now the third brother only has a chiyuv to be miyabim one of them. And really the second one should go out free, really. But I tell you, midrabbanan hu diyoser. I tell you, maybe if Shimon only says midrabbanan, you have to make chalitza to the other wife. Why? Gzeiros gzeiro. Mishum shem yerim, maybe people will say, beiz yivomis, haboyis mishnei batim, like really it looks like these two wives belong to two different brothers. So people are going to think that if you really have two brothers and they die at the same time and both their wives fall to the third brother, they'll think, people think in such a case also like that, that all you have to do is just be miyavim one of your brother's wife and the other brother's wife goes out free. So maybe it's only midrabbanan that Reb Shimon says you have to give chalitza to the second wife. But really midiraisa, Reb Shimon holds, like we want to say in our Mishnah, yei zika. And zika is kichlusa. That as soon as your brother dies, right away his wife is considered married to the second brother. That's why when the third brother is born, he's mutter to the second brother when he dies. There would be a mitzvah yibam. For the Gemara, not like that. For a time of the Reb Shimon, Mishum Maimer, Volav Maimeru. No, you see, Reb Shimon's svar is not because of Yezika. Reb Shimon has to come on to Maimer. He's told if he owed Maimer or not. Not because of Yezika. Rashi, Sofik Maimer Kona, Sofik Eina Kona. Like we said before, the case was when you had the three brothers and one brother died and the second brother made Maimer. So we have to come on to Maimer. That's what the Sofik is about. Tanya, so Mashma Zika alone, it's not a cold kiknusa. Tanya, we learn clearly like this. What happened here again? He has three brothers married to three different wives, not related. The first brother died, and then the second brother died. But the second brother made Maimer to the first one's wife before he died. So now the question is, the third brother, which one of the two, how many could it be Miyabim? So Reb Shimon said, "Matka chomim, im amore shol sheni maimer." If the second woman he made maimer with the firstborn's wife, it's called like he's married to her. Eishes sheni hu boil. If so, it's called that she belongs to the second brother. V'im amore shol sheni ein maimer, and if it's not considered maimer, the second one is eishes rishon hu boil. Avazay the mitzvah yibmiz, you'd be miyavin the first one's brother, and if that's svara, you'd have to be miyavin both wives, the first brother's wife and the second brother's wife. You see, clearly Reb Shimon had a doubt whether Maimer is Koina. But Mashma, without Maimer, just Zika alone, for sure Reb Shimon holds Zain Zika. So how could we say so clearly now, according to Reb Ishiya, that Reb Shimon holds Ye Zika? So Amalei Abaye said like this, V'loi Shani Lucho Ben Zika Asyovim Echod L'Zika Shnei Yevamim Maybe Enechnami. When does Reb Shimon say Ye Zika? That's only if there's only one brother, like in our Mishnah. First there were two brothers alive. One brother died. One brother died, his wife falls 100% to the second brother. So if there's only one brother alive, then we say Yezika. She's like married Kichnusa to the second brother. And then when the third brother is born, that's what Reb Shimon says, the third brother is Mutter when the second brother dies. But Yezdilma Kiyam Reb Shimon Zika, Kichnusa Damya B'Yavim Echot. Abu Bishnei Yevamim Loi. But here the case was there were three brothers alive at the same time. And now when one brother died, his wife falls to two brothers. So maybe when one wife falls to two brothers, then you don't say Yezika. Of course, it's a doubt to which one of the two will be Miyabma, then you don't say Yezika. So maybe there's no steer in Reb Shimon. For the Gemara, is that true? Mishana and Reb Shimon, does Reb Shimon make such a difference? For a tiny word like this, Kla Lama Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon made a Kla like this, a general rule, that Kol Shalei the Kaidamis L'Nesuyin, whenever the third brother was born. Before Nisuyin, before the second brother was Miyabim. Yeah. Rashi says here, Kol Shalayde Shal Shlishi. When the third brother was born, Koydemus L'Nisuyin Shal Sheni, before the second one was Miyabim, is Lecholtzes, there's no Din Chalitzer even. So Alma Moidu Reb Shimon Baho, so his first one Kashi, you see, clearly Reb Shimon argues on the first Mishnah. So Tanya clearly, Kolam Reb Shimon, that Kol Shaleida Kedemus L'Nesuin. If the third brother was born before the second brother was Miyabin, the first brother's wife, is Loichol Letzas Loimus Yabemus. There's no Mitzvah Yibum. Mashenke Nesuin Kedem Aleida. Mashmal, only like our Mishnah. In the case where first there were two brothers, and one brother died, and the second brother right away was Miyabim, his wife. And then the third brother was born. So when the third brother is born, he already finds the first brother's wife married to the second wife. Then when the second brother dies, like our Mishnah says, it's a regular mitzvah yibum, whatever you want to do. So my love, Aaron, we're talking about the other mechod, even in the case of there's only two brothers alive for the first time. So when one brother died, there's only one brother to be miyabim. My love, the other mechod. Uketani, and still it says, loy chaletes v'loy misyabemis. If the third brother was born before the second brother made Yibum, so she's still called an Eshasach, she's called the Yibum, Yivama, and she's not considered married to the second brother, there's no Mitzvah Chalitza. So see, clearly, even in the case where the Yivama falls only to one brother, we do not consider her Kekenusa. we don't consider her automatically married to the second brother. Because there should be considered kiknusa, so Reb Shimon should hold, even in the case that the third brother was born before the second one really is miyavima, but so what? Since when the first brother died, his wife fell to the second brother, and he was the only brother alive, only one brother, and you want to tell me then Reb Shimon holds zikas kiknusa, that she's called mamish married to the second brother, so why, if the third brother is born later, isn't there a mitzvah yibum when the second brother dies? So here you see clearly, Reb Shimon holds ain zika. Not like Rabbi Shi wants to say. So I'll tell you now. Loi v'shnei yevamim. We're talking about the two yevamim. Hinechnami. The case was first there were three brothers. One brother died. And then later a fourth brother was born. Avol b'yomim echad. But what do you want to tell me? In the case where there first only two brothers and one brother dies, that his wife only falls to one brother. My, what do you want to tell me? Hochinami, in such a case, even if the third brother was born before the second one makes yevam, still the lach would be because of Zika Kichnusa. Is Oicheletis, Oimis Yabemis, we consider when the third brother is born that the first brother's wife is already married to the second brother because there was only one Yavam alive at that time. So you say, Ye Zika, Hihochi is so, Aditani. Why did Reb Shimon have to say a Lashon of Nisuyin Kaidman Aleda that he says, when is it Mutter? Only if the second brother Mamish made Nisuyin, Mamish married, made Yibum before the third brother was born. Then we say, Oich, let's say, Mesiyah Bemis. What do you have to say so strong for? Lift log v'listener b'lido, let Reb Shimon make a chilek like this, even if the second brother didn't make Yibum yet to the first brother's wife. Still there's a case that the third brother is allowed to be Miyabim when the second brother dies. When is that? Let him say like this. When do I say it's Asur Vishnei Yevamim? Only even after the first brother died, there are still two brothers alive. So since there are two brothers alive, now you say Ein Zika. So if the fourth brother was born, before one of these two brothers make Yibum, he's Asur to her. Avol B'Yavim Echod. But in the case where first there were only two brothers, so when one brother dies, his wife falls only to the second brother, so then you say Zika's Kichnusa is considered right away, like she's married to him, and then the third brother is born, then the locha should be, there would be a mitzvah yibum when the second brother dies. Then it should be Oichelet Zayimus Yabemus. It's like, why didn't Reb Shimon say like this? So it's Mashmah Reb Shimon argues, even by one brother, still he holds Zayin Zika. Sumar says no. I tell you, this whole klal of Reb Shimon, I'll tell you, Kula b'shnei yevam kamari. Reb Shimon is talking about totally when you have three brothers alive and one brother died, that his wife fell to two brothers. So in such a case, that's when he says that if this one of the two did not make yibum, then the third brother is also. But when is the third brother mutter? Only if one of the two made yibum, because there are two brothers alive. That's what Reb Shimon is talking about, this klal. But in the case where there's only first two brothers and one brother dies, that there's only one brother alive now, it could be that as soon as the first brother dies, his wife falls the Zika Kichnusa to the second brother, and she's considered married totally of Zika Kichnusa to the second brother. So the Gemara, if that's true, V'ela my klala. First of all, what's this klal? So Rashi Hoylu V'yobim Echad. After the lady Kodemus and the Suyin Sharia, Hechi Moslem Mitzvah Kosh Leid like a klal. Like if you tell me now Reb Shimon is only talking about with two brothers, but with one brother that didn't change, it's not mashmal like that. Because Reb Shimon says Loshin klal. A klal means as a general rule. A general rule mashmal by your cases. And according to you, it's not a general rule. It's not true. It's only in the case we have two brothers. But when there's one brother, you wouldn't be. V'yoyed another kasha have on Rabbi Shia. V'yoyed Moser Rabbi Shia. He has a kasha like this. The locher is, later we'll have a Mishnah, Gimelach, and you have three brothers. Shnayin mihem nesuyin shtei achoyis. Two of them married two sisters. Or else, Ayisha Bita. One brother married one wife, and the other brother married her daughter. Ayisha Bas Bita. One brother married a grandmother, and the other brother married a granddaughter. Ayisha Bas Bina. Same thing, a mother and a granddaughter. Her, and now, these two brothers die, so both the wives, and Isha Bita, two sisters, fall to the third brother. The locher is, Arei Elu, Chayletes Lemes Yebemes. The third brother could only make chalitza with the two of them and not be miyabim them. Because anyone who wants to be miyabim, it's called an achos ishtoi, or she's called an isha bita. Because the old yezika. So yezika means you're attached to both of them. So you can't live with either one of them because she's an erva to you like. Now, Miniraisa, Minavada, the mitzvah Yibum is still here. It's not mamish and ever, it's only as Jezika, but Akoponim Yibum you can't make, just Chalitza. For Rabbi Shimon Paita, Rabbi Shimon says no, in such a case, no Yipoter. Now, Vi Saka Daitach, Ksav Rabbi Shimon, Zika Kichnusa Damyo, if Rabbi Shimon holds what? Zika is mamish Kichnusa, so Vizoy Liyabim Lakamaisa. And the Havamina was that when the two brothers died, first one brother died, and then a second brother died. So Chur, as soon as the first brother dies, his wife is like married to the other two brothers. So when the second brother dies, his wife, which is a sister to the first one, can't fall Tiyibim to the third brother, because the third brother is already married to the first brother's wife. So why does Reb Shimon say Poiter? Why does Reb Shimon say Poiter? If you hold Yezika, so when the first brother died, his wife is married to the third brother. Now when the second brother dies, she should be free. For the Gemara, liyabim lekemaisa, v'tif teriduch. The first one should have yibum, and the second one should go out free. So Rav Amram wants to answer no. My poita nami, poita b'shnei nechnami. Rav Shimon only means the second one is poter. But the first one, taka, there is a mitzvah yibum. Because Rav Shimon holds yezika. But the more of Tanya we learned clearly not like that. But Tanya we learned, Rabbi Shimon poita b'shtayim. Rabbi Shimon says clearly both of them is poter. So who you see ain't zika. Rava says, Shnia Shebezug Zeh, V'yashnia Shebezug Zeh. That's what Rava wanted to answer. That Reb Shimon is talking about, he learns that the two brothers married two sisters, and also each one was a mother and a daughter. So when they both die, they can Viyabim one, and the second one and the second Zug, that's also. That's what the Shnia means. The Shnia Shebezug Zeh of the first pair, and of the second pair. Now the Gemara says that's a mistake. Kotoi Rav made a mistake. Biabo Zugi. That he learns the case is they have four pairs. Then that's wrong. Chodo, one is pshat is the Oyoi Katoni. The Brisa says the case is again we have three brothers. And two of the brothers married two sisters. Or else another case is that two of the brothers married a mother and a daughter. Not the pshat is it's the same case. Rav thought it's the same case. That these two brothers had four wives each. And there were two sisters. And they were a mother and a daughter and mother and a granddaughter. That each one married a pair, a sister, a mother, and another mother. And the other one married the other sister, the other daughter, and the other granddaughter. That's the rubber thought the pshat was. And that's why he called Zug Shebezeh. There were one pair here and one pair there. And the Gemara says, Rubber made a mistake. First of all, it says, Oyoi Katoni, Mashmid, the different cases. Not it's one big case. Of either the three brothers, each one only had one wife. Just two of the brothers married two sisters. Or else another case, the two of the brothers married a mother and a daughter. But not that it's one big case. V'yoyed, another Rai Rava made a mistake is, Reb Shimon, Poita B'yabosami Boilei. According to you, Rava, Reb Shimon should have said, he patters all four of them, if there are four wives there. V'yoyed, Tanya, also we learn clearly, Reb Shimon, Poita B'shtayim Minachlitza Minayibim. Reb Shimon says, both of them is potter from Yibim and Chalitza. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, a wife and a sister, you can't marry together. What does that mean? Even in the case, in a case like this case, we had three brothers, and two of the brothers married two sisters, and both the brothers die, so these two sisters now fall to the third brother. The lachri is, you can't even marry one of them. So Khuri, you see, Khuri holds Ein Zika. So it's back at Kasha, Reb Shimon the Chur holds Ein Zika. How could Reb Oishi say he holds Ye Zika? So Marit says no. Elohim Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said the case is like this. Again, the question was, according to Reb Shimon, if the two brothers married two sisters, when one brother died, that wife is married to the third brother. So the Chur, when the second brother dies, his wife is called a sister of your wife, so there should be no Mrs. Yibam on the second one. Like, why does Reb Shimon say both of them there's no Mrs. Yibam? So Gemara is answering now, the Teretz is like this. Elom Rav Ashi, if the two brothers died one after another, then you're right. The first one that dies, his wife is like married Zika Kichnusa to the third brother. Now when the second brother dies, there's no Yibam to his wife. At least there's no Yibam. Chlitza, yes, but there's no Yibam. Because she's called Achos Ishtoi. Where's the Shema talking about that says there's no Mitzvah Yibam? Hochiv Mayaskinen Denofa B'Vasachas. We're talking about the two brothers died the same second. So it comes out now, both of the wives, the two sisters, are full in the same turn to the third brother. So the third brother can't marry either one of them, because whichever one he goes to is called Achos Ishtoi. Rabbi Shimon Sobla, Rabbi Yosef Glili. And Rabbi Shimon holds Rabbi Yosef Glili Shita, the Yoma that he holds, Eshel Tzamtzim. Eshel Tzamtzim means you could have two things happen at the same time. So it's possible the two brothers die at the same second. So the two brothers die at the same second, the two wives, the two sisters, have fallen to the third brother. That's the case that Rabbi Shimon says, you can't be miyab neither one of them. Because whichever one you go to, she's an erva, she's like an achos yivimtoi. My shaykh in the case where one dies first, then Avad Rabbi Shimon does hold yezik according to Rabbi Shia, and that's the one to be miyabim, and the other one there'll be no mitzvah yibim. This is the way Rabbi Shia learns pshat. Alright, well, tomorrow we'll continue. Rabbi Papa learns a little bit different. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue tomorrow. You were holding daf Yutes Amar Aleph from the bottom by Rav Papa. Again, it's a shayla again, and now Mishnah it says Rav Shimon Shita, a chiddush about the erev of Eishes Ach Shlohoya B'Yolomai. That's an erev. Again, we had two brothers, and one brother died, and then after he died, then the third brother was born. So the Tanakhama the Mishnah holds, no matter what, the first brother's wife remains an erev to the new brother that's born now. Since they weren't alive at the same time, just called an erev, there's no mitzvah yibum. Rabbi Shimon says, and now Mishnah depends. Shimon says, let's say first were two brothers, and the second brother was miyabim right away, the first one's wife. And then the second one is born, then the third brother is born, so it's muta, there's no erva. Because when he's born, the first brother's wife is already married to the second one. And when the second one is miyabim, Rabbi Shimon holds, it takes off the kedusha of the first brother completely. There's no erva of an eshesach. That's what it says now, Mishnah. So yesterday we had, of Oishia's chiluk was, that Rabbi Shimon argues even on the first Mishnah of the Perek also. Rabbi Shimon holds, even in a case where first two brothers, and one brother died, and then a third brother was born, and then the second one is miyab and the first one's wife, still, when the second one dies, there's a mitzvah yibum to the third one. That's of Oishia's chiddush. That Rabbi Shimon argues even on our first Mishnah also. Yeah, now we're up to Rav Papa. Because Rav Papa, Rav Papa says, the Yibum, the Yachakach, Neulet, Polak, Reb Shimon. No, Reb Papa learns, our Mishnah is Bediak. Reb Shimon only argues in the case of our Mishnah. Again, where there were two brothers, one brother died, and the second brother right away was Miyabim, the first one's wife. The Yachakach, Neulet, and then a third brother was born. That's when Polak, Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that since when the third one is born, the first one is already Miyubim, the second brother already married the first one's wife, so it's never considered like an Eishes Ach of the first one's wife. Therefore, now when the second one dies, there's a mitzvah yibum. Ma'ashen kein b'noilat. Let's say the third brother was born first. V'yachakach yibim, and then the second brother first was miyabim, the first one's wife, is like Polak. Like in the first Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon agrees to the first Mishnah. When the first brother died, and then a third brother was born, and then first the second brother's miyabim, then Rabbi Shimon agrees that since when the third brother was born, right away he found the first brother's wife with an erev of an Eishes Ach, that Issa remains li'olam, and she's also to him li'olam. Now the Gemara says, v'tavai l'rabbon nitzruch. So the question was though, if so, what do we have to have two Mishnahs for? If Rabbi Shimon only argues in the second Mishnah, for what purpose does it say the first Mishnah? So Rabbi Papa is answering, I'll tell you, we need it according to the Rabbanan Shita. And then Achanami, v'loizu azu katoni. Not only in the first case does the Rabbanan argue, but even in the second case. So really, once the Rabbanan argue in the second Mishnah, we do not need the first Mishnah anymore. But that's a derech that says, loizu azu katoni. Not only does the Rabbanan argue in the first Mishnah, where when the third brother was born, there was no Yibum yet, that for sure she remains also. But even in the second Mishnah here, even that the second brother is first Miyabim, the first one's wife, and then the third brother is born, even though when the third one is born, there already Yibum took place, so what? The Rabbanan holds that Lamaisa, this wife, was your brother's wife, the first one's wife, and therefore she remains with an Issa Reish Esach to the third brother Lielam. That's Rav Papa Shita. Now the Gemara says, Tanya Kavosa the Rapapa, Tiyuf the Rabbashia. I bring you a proof to Rapapa that Rabbi Shimon only argues in our Mishnah and not in the case of the first Mishnah. And it'll be a kasha on Rabbashia. Now, Shnei Achim, then it's like this. Shnei Achim, B'yayla Mechet. You had two brothers living at the same time. Omeisachet Mehem, and one of them died, B'loy Vlad, without a kid. So it's a mitzvah Yibum. Now the second brother that's alive wanted to make a mitzvah yibum. So midrabbanan, you start off making maimer. He wanted to go to be mekadesher first. But the maisa was, v'loi hispik lasas ba maimer. He did not have enough time. He didn't get around to do it yet. Until the third brother was born already. So when it comes out, when the third brother was born, the second brother did not make maimer or yibim yet to the first one's wife. Now, umeis, and now the second brother dies. So lach is like this. Harishayna, that means the first one's wife, yaitza mishrim eshesachash kohoyib yolamai. Now again, to the third brother, she's an erva. She was the first brother's wife, and they were not alive at the same time, the two brothers, so there's no mitzvah yibum. His wife is also. Ushniya, but the second one's wife, there is the second brother's wife, that the third brother and the second brother were alive at the same time. So now when the second brother died, there's a mitzvah yibum, the third one has to be miyabim, his wife. So the locker is enechanami. Oicha letis oimis yabemis. You could either make chalitza or else make yibum. There's a good mitzvah here. What about also b'maimer? Let's say the second brother first made maimer. Not like the case before, he wanted to and he didn't. But let's say he really did. The second one made maimer, made kedushin with the first one's wife. The yachakach noiladach. And then the third brother was born. After the second brother already made maimer. Or else the case could be, let's say a third brother was born. The Yachakach also bo Maimer. And then first the second brother made Maimer on the first one's wife. Umeis. And now the second brother died. So look, it's like this. Harishayna, according to the Tanakhama, Yoitza Mashim Eshes Achash Nahoyev Yolomai. That's Pshita. That the first one's wife, the first brother's wife, she's an erva always to the third brother. So there's no mitzvah given to the third brother. Ushniya, but the second brother's wife, Choletzes Bloimis Yabemis. That's what the Tanakam holds. You could only make Chalitza, and you can't make Yibum. We'll soon see this talking about a case where he made Maimer. Since Lameister he made Maimer, so with Rabbonin, the second one's wife is called the Tzaras Erva. Because with Rabbonin, since the second brother made Maimer with the first one's wife, now again to the third brother, the first one's wife is an Erva. And Midrabbanan, the first one's wife, was married to the second brother. So therefore, the second brother's wife is called the Tzaras Erva. Therefore, since it's Midrabbanan, the Tzaras Erva, the din is Chaletzes, Fulei Misyabemis. You're only allowed to give Chalitza, but you cannot make Yibum. That's what the Tanakam holds. That's very good. Now, Rabbi Shimon,